Blog Talk Radio.
And lift off on another Tarot Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, a certified life coach, tarot advisor, and numerologist, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, as always, my fabulous co-host, live from Amarillo, Texas, certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild, the one, the only, Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dex. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday. Here we are again. We got a full show of open lines, and you can call in for mini readings. We're going to give you the phone number and everything in just a minute. But this is the last tarot today for December, and on the last show, we always do the psychic spin. So because we're in the holiday season, we thought, hey, why not something fun like asking the tarot about Santa and the elves? So,
yes!
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Oh, my God. So much fun. I was reading up before the show on, you know, the Santa Claus and the various versions, and it was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing how it has been going on for centuries and around the world, and you know, it's kind of a big deal in a way that, you know, I think sometimes we tend to like kind of take it for granted. So I'm excited that we're seeing what the tarot has to say about Santa Claus and the elves. It's so funny, you know, like every Christmas we have our regular, you know, kind of, you know, Christmas celebration and, you know, gift giving and stuff, and then later on Christmas Day, we have Puppy Christmas with the dogs. And
Puppy Christmas.
And all the presents say from Santa Paws.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, well, you know, if they believe.
You know, when we first came up with this idea, you know, it's like, yeah, what about those elves anyway? You know, and they're always depicted as the diminutive elves, but then, you know, Lord of the Rings, elves are actually, you know, like really tall, slender, beautiful creatures. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
and
wait a minute.
Right. Yeah.
What's really going on with that? You know, actually, most of the stuff that we attribute to, like, the American version, you know, with the North Pole Workshop and the elves and Mrs. Claus and everything, it all comes from one person, Thomas Nast, you know,
yeah,
who, like, he's a political cartoonist in 1881. It all comes from one person. And, you know, and we think that this, you know, there's the original St. Nicholas, you know, from, God, when was he born? He was born in, they think around 280 AD. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, we think that this story, the way it is now, goes all the way back thousands of years. No, it doesn't. It's from 1881. But we'll get into that in a minute. First, I want to give out the phone number. People are already calling in. I hope they're going to talk about Santa and the elves, too.
Yeah.
Oh, but you can call in and ask, you know, anything you want. You know, you could chat with us. It's open lines. What's on your mind? Hey, you know, we're coming up on the end of 2020. There's got to be a lot of stuff on people's minds, you know. And you can, of course, ask for a mini reading. But you also can ask us about all the stuff we do on these shows. You know, you can ask us about numerology and tarot and Reiki and energy healing. And Mary does, you know, her crystal show the first Saturday of the month. And anything about crystals you want to know. I mean, pretty much got it all covered here. And we love those kind of questions, by the way. You know, it's like, I've always wondered, you know, XYZ about tarot or, you know, whatever that is. But give us a ring at 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That puts you in the caller queue. I just did a rhyme. And
Oh, and didn't know it.
We'll know when you called in. Yeah, we'll take the calls in the order that they came in. And let's see, we got area code 417-520-412. And we hope you'll all call in and chat with us. If you can't call in, hey, maybe somebody's working, listening to us. You know, they got the earbuds in, the boss is staring at them. You know, it's like, okay, so join us in the chat room. Yeah, well, our chat room is actually the comments on a post on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio. And you always know it because it says chat with us and there's this big down red arrow pointing to the comment section. That's where you type in there. I think Charlotte's in there. Oh, hi, Charlotte. Yep, Charlotte was guest co-hosting with me yesterday. Fabulous show. We just talked and talked and talked. There's an easy way to get to it, though. If you want to just open a tab in your browser, type in our website, psychictalk.net, and just write psychictalk.net/chat, and that'll take you to the chat post for not just today's show, but like every day that we're on, you just type that in and the chat for that particular show will pop up with all the links to listen on Blog Talk and the call-in number and what's going on the show and everything like that. So psychictalk.net/chat, you can chat with us, you can chat with each other and comment on the show, and you can also, you know, you can put in your ideas about the elves and Santa. You can ask for a mini reading. You can type your question right there in the chat post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. Let me get out the phone number one more time, 714-816-4628. We're going to be going to calls pretty quickly, so don't hesitate. You know, go ahead and call in now. Get your spot in the caller queue, 714-816-4628. Press 1 as soon as you get through. And, Mary, you did I love your card of the day. You got to tell people about the card of the day you got.
Yes. Well, it is from one of my favorite decks, the Whispers of Love deck by Angela Hartsfeld. With just gorgeous artwork from Josephine Wall. And today's card is about forgiveness. And I just love the way, you know, forgiveness is something, you know, we talk about a lot, you know, people struggle with, people, you know, try to figure out how to do it. But the message on the card is nothing can be gained by holding on to past disappointments. And it talks about being willing to forgive yourself and others because it leaves a door open for opportunity for future growth. You know, without that, you know, it's hard to restore, you know, feelings towards one another. It's hard to rebuild trust unless we do that. And really, I always think of like, you know, the bitterness sometimes that we can feel or that we hold when somebody's done something that we feel is unforgivable, you know, I think it does more damage to us than anybody else. So I thought that was a good message because, yeah, you're right. You know, this is the end of the year. We have a new year coming up. We have a lot of new stuff coming in, right? New administration here in the States and all these things. And, you know, if we can let go of, you know, things like bitterness or disappointment that really doesn't serve us to hold on to, I think, we have a better shot at having a good year and beyond.
Awesome. My card of the day and the numerology of the day has to do with this time of year and how we're approaching the new year as well. I started a few days back, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, doing my Daxa's dailies again, posting the card of the day and the numerology of the day. And it's been great. I'm using it not so much as a, making a prediction for everybody, but more like just a teaching moment, teaching the numerology, teaching the cards individually. I go in depth into it. And so I'm not going to go into all that because it's all on an article on the Tarot Guild website. All you have to do is, you're going to see it on all of our social media and everything, but you could just go to the Tarot Guild website. I actually have it programmed that it posts like at 5 a.m. my time, which is about 8 a.m. East Coast time. And just go to the article section on thetarotguild.com. And you can check out the card of the day, the numerology of the day, and read in depth into the card and everything like that. And so this one is the Five of Swords, and the date reduces to an 8, and the day reduces to a 1. So go over to thetarotguild.com. Also on the main page, if you scroll down, there's a section for articles, and it'll be the one usually at the top. You just click on it. So I'll let you guys read this on your own, but I will say that one way of looking at the Five of Swords that people don't often talk about, you have the figures in the background looking defeated, and they're looking towards the body of water representing their emotions. And you can look at it this way. It's an idea in tarot. So they tried to pick those up, but were unable to do so, and they gave up. And they have red and yellow on their tunics, and so they had the optimism and the passion, but they failed anyway. Now, the figure in the foreground, however, is wearing a green tunic, which denotes growth. Okay, so he still has the red. You can see the red underneath. That's the passion. But he's grown and he's learned, so he isn't attempting to pick up all the swords at once, but instead he's picking up 3, and then he'll come back and pick up the rest. He's organized. He has a plan. So the message here, especially now that we're approaching a new year, and you're ready to start something new maybe with the day energy of 1, which is about, new beginnings and new projects and things like that, and that this something new might have the potential for success, abundance, and prosperity, which is that date energy of 8, you need to make a plan. You need to break your goals and projects into smaller, actionable steps. So that's the message that came through for me for today, and you can check it out at thetarotguild.com. Also, there's links on our Tarot Guild Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. I have it on my profile. I have it on art everywhere. The card of the day. I'm having fun with this, Mary.
Awesome. I think that's so cool. I'm so glad you're doing that. But what a great message, too.
Yeah. And
I've
been getting great messages, but my main focus is actually, teaching the cards individually, and the people that are learning tarot can see more in-depth things, maybe things you haven't thought of about specific cards, and then the numbers, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. Yeah. So Santa and Santa Claus and and the elves. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. One of the interesting ones, Santa is really an amalgam of, you got Sinterklaas and St. Nicholas and Father Christmas. And I mean, it just goes on and on. I love the Norwegian one. Okay. So Sinterklaas is like an amalgam with the god Odin, and Odin flew across the sky on a horse with 8 legs. That sounds familiar. Yeah. Maybe that's where the reindeer came from.
Right. Instead of one horse with eight legs, it was at least two reindeer. But it's interesting because it does like mix in like that, you know, the Sinterklaas, I think, was just, you know, and how we got the Santa Claus from Sinterklaas sounding it. Sinterklaas is just how you would say Saint Nicholas, you know. And so that, you know, but in America, when you have like, you know, we're all immigrants for the most part, you know, the majority of us, you know, Americans, and we brought these traditions with us and we brought our languages with us too. And so, you know, it just kind of adds to it in a really kind of cool way. But we end up, it takes us to what do we have now? The Santa Claus at the mall and everybody get their picture taken and, you know, Mrs. Claus and all of that. But it's kind of interesting because I think, you know, every country now has its own sort of cultural reference to it, which is kind of a neat thing. And that happens with other things too, but I don't know why, you know, it just seems like it happened in a more obvious way with this whole thing around Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, all of that.
Yeah, and just like the whole country, you know, we're an amalgam of all these different peoples from all over the world, all, you know, coming together. Just like Santa Claus is really an amalgam of all these different things, you know. And it's fascinating because I'm pulling cards here. Oh, Queen of Coins. Oh, my God, I'm looking at the Queen of Coins, and she's got the red, and it looks like it's reminding me instantly of the mall Santa Claus, you know, sitting in the throne, and you go up and you sit on his knee and get your picture taken. Oh, God. I think when I was a kid, I was more scared of Santa than anything else. I don't know. It was like it's like the whole clown thing, you know. It's like – anything that's even quasi like a clown, you know, I mean, he's dressed. Anyway, won't go into that, but yeah, I saw that right away when I got the Queen of Coins, and I pulled some other cards here. I was asking about Santa, and I got the strangest thing came up for Santa Claus. You will not believe it, but then when you start to think of it, it makes a lot of sense. Because I'm asking, you know, was there a Santa Claus? And I kind of got this three no cards and two yes cards. So it's one of those times where it's not a strong no. It's not a strong yes. It's leaning no, but it's kind of in the middle there. It's not giving a strong answer. And the reason is because, you know, no, not we think of now, but yes, there was real people in history kind of thing. You know, I think that's what it's talking about. And the central card for Santa Claus in the middle, are you ready? I got the devil card.
Wow. Yeah.
You wouldn't expect that, but then when you start to think about it, so the devil card is about attachments to the material and illusions, and that makes a lot of sense. But the real connection is Baphomet, the major figure on there. You know, it's not really the devil, folks. It's Baphomet, and this creature is an amalgam of many other creatures. You've got the torso and arms of a man with the head of a goat, legs that look like big chicken wings, you know, with chicken feet, with eagle talons at the bottom, you know, and bat wings, you know. And so that's what I think it's saying, you know. When I took a second look, it's like, oh, yeah, it makes sense now, because what we think of as Santa Claus is, you know, this amalgam of real people and legends across the entire globe.
Yeah.
So it made sense to me.
Yeah, that does make sense. And, you know, and there's some, you know, there's some people that would look at that and say, like, I knew it all along, you know, people that are, you know, maybe belong to like a religion that doesn't allow for things like Santa Claus or,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of stuff where they do feel like it's evil or whatever. But that's fascinating,
right.
though. And how you described it makes perfect sense, especially that idea
mm-hmm.
of it being like a, like an amalgam, you know, like a
yeah,
like a chimera.
Yeah, well, any creature that's a combination of creatures, sure, you know, and there's lots of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons. I mean, all the Egyptian gods, you know, were usually an amalgam of something,
yeah.
You know. And, you know, I mean, it's not to poke holes or, you know, be a party pooper here. It's just looking at it more logically. I mean, two of the cards I got was Justice and the King of Swords saying, you know, well, if we look at it analytically, devil is, you know, this is what Santa actually is. I think the Queen of Coins is talking about, you know, that's the nurturer. That's the mom card to me, you know, and we teach these things, you know, the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and everything to the kids, you know, and we think it's a good idea because, it's always been done. And, you know, at least
yeah.
since 1881, you know, and, you know, but then the Nine of Pentacles comes up. And so this is an interesting little message that I got from this came through that actually – self-reliance is better than teaching legends mm. to people and having them believe something that isn't really true. And so mm. you know, there is a nice little message there, you know, about self-reliance that I liked that came through. Did you pull cards?
Yeah, I did. You know, the question I asked is like, you know, why has it persisted? You know, this idea, you know, for
oh,
so long
yeah.
when, you know, and what I got is really interesting. And I think is like, because it gives us an opportunity to learn, to give is how I would put it. You know, I've got the Page of Pentacles, it comes up with the Knight of Cups and the Four of Pentacles, and then it leads to the Six of Pentacles. So instead of like kind of that, and the Hermit's right in the center. So instead of being like, you know, you said self-reliant, you know, at the same time, well, we see how self-reliance doesn't always work, you know, with the pandemic going on. We kind of see how people aren't always so great at being, you know, not just relying, but being responsible. And the idea of the Four Pentacles to me, that idea of like, you know, I'm holding on to this. I think of it as sort of like this sort of miserly energy. Like I'm going to hold on to all my stuff. And that to me really contrasts with the Six of Pentacles, where it's that giving, that generosity. And maybe, you know, the idea of Santa Claus still being taught and persisting is that idea of giving us all these opportunities to kind of loosen that hold on and stop being so stingy and to open up maybe our hearts as well with the Knight of Cups. And we have an excuse for giving. If you have the idea of this figure that goes around and leaves toys for everybody, and, you know, ultimately we do this thing a lot of times where we play Santa Claus to other people in our life,
mm-hmm.
people in need. And it's fun to wrap presents and leave cookies and milk by the fireplace, and that spirit that still something wonderful can happen, something magical can happen. And a lot of times, you know, magic is just, you know, taking action. So I think it's kind of an interesting kind of thing that, like, yeah, we don't need it. Yeah, you don't need to rely on legends and all of that stuff. But I do think sometimes there needs to be an opportunity created. And if that's created by, you know, kind of using the scapegoat of Santa Claus is like, this is my excuse for being generous. This is my excuse for being kind. And, you know, sad that anybody would need that to be generous or giving or kind. But if it works, it works.
Right.
You know? And, you know, that Page of Pentacles,
yeah,
too, you know, to me, that is about learning. You know, it's about getting better at something. Like, I think of, you know, practice makes perfect, you know, sometimes with the Page of Pentacles, especially, you know. So maybe that's it, is to keep that spirit alive, you know, by literally attaching it to a person, you know, that we create. Because it's like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and, you know, There's a lot of entities, people, we could say, beings that we believe in that we don't really have a way to prove their existence, right? And so why not just add one more to it? And then also, do we create that? You know, have we created Santa Claus into more than just a legend or an idea? Like, has he now taken on, you know, something energetically that makes it more real? I don't know. Thoughts or things?
Yeah. The first thing I thought of was like, yeah, don't do it just during Christmas time. What about the rest of the year being nice, you know? But
exactly.
I think I have more fun wrapping presents and giving presents than receiving them. I mean, I love receiving, I love opening presents, you know.
Yeah,
we all do. But there's something even better, you know, about, you know, the whole process.
Oh, yeah.
You know, of wrapping them and,
oh,
you know, giving them, oh, such a joy,
and finding the gift, finding something special, or making something or creating something with someone in mind, you know. Yeah, all of that together, you know, makes it like a, and I was just thinking, you know, it's like, I think in a way, you know, it definitely adds to it. It makes it more of a season, you know, it makes it more of a, you know, kind of a festival, you know, in that sense. That's how I kind of think of it. You know, I think of like literally, you know, time frame of like Christmas to, well, actually for me it's like from Thanksgiving until New Year's. To me it's like festival season, you know, where this is like the time where we celebrate, you know, the change, you know, through the solstice, and we say goodbye to the end of the year. And I think it's important. Like, I feel like we've always had this sort of need to mark the passage of time in a sense, and I think that doing it in a celebratory, joyous, fun way, and opening our hearts and giving and having, you know, Santa Claus and the tiny little elves, which I guess aren't always so tiny, right, around, just, you know, becomes more, it adds so much to it, I think.
Right. What's up with those elves? And, you know, the whole reason we have the elves is, you know, Thomas
Nast
gave us the elves.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 1881. You know, and for those that don't know the story, in 1822, Clement Clark Moore, an Episcopal minister, he writes a Christmas poem for his three daughters, an account of a visit from St. Nicholas. And people suggested that he publish it, and he didn't want to publish it because it was so frivolous, but finally goes ahead and publishes it. It becomes 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and that gets the whole ball going. And then Nast was hired by Harper's Weekly to do images for their magazine for Christmas, and he drew on Moore's poem, and he creates the first likeness that matches our modern image of Santa Claus. And by the way, both of these, New York City, this is where it all comes from, you know. And he makes the rotund, cheerful man with the full white beard and the sack laden with toys for lucky children. And he gives us the, you know, the bright red suit trimmed with white fur. He gives us the North Pole workshop, elves, his wife, Mrs. Claus. It all comes from Nass, this one guy, you know, who created all of this just because Harper's Weekly was like, hey, we need some for our magazine for Christmas. You know, we wouldn't have what we have now if it wasn't for this one guy that, you know, went way beyond what Harper's Weekly asked for and just went all out, you know. And I just find that fascinating.
Yeah, you know, it is fascinating, and it's also, you know, sometimes, you know, it just gives you that idea of, like, what people connect with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's all these stories, you know, and you don't know what's going to, like, take off and become something, like, you know, embraced in that way. So I think it's fascinating. Absolutely. And the elves,
yeah,
themselves, I mean, it's kind of like with St. Nicholas, right? You've got this saint that had all these legends about him and all of that stuff, and then that evolves into our modern day mall Santa, right? With the elves, it's kind of similar because you had legends and stories from, you know, especially like in Scandinavia, of elves and people, you know, it wasn't just legends and stories. I mean, I think it's almost like you could fairly say it was almost like a syncretic, like, belief system. You had, like, a lot of, like, you know, people that were, you know, Christians, you know, or became Christians while they brought their stories of elves and their beliefs about that with them, so that, you know, the two kind of went together, like the first
much earlier legends,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, the first people that wrote about Christians, you know, very similar to the, you know, the people writing about fairies, like, in Ireland, were Christian monks, you know, just recording, like, the beliefs and the stories of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So the elf thing, yeah, Nast is the one that, like, tied them together by, I think, you know, referring to even Santa as a jolly old elf. You know, I think that was...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, was that, you know, it's interesting because, like, in he's depicted as this, you know, large figure with these little elves, but then, you know, in other stories, you know, he was an elf, you know, and in the Scandinavian one, there's actually this jolly elf named Jill Thompson that delivers gifts in a sleigh, but drawn by goats.
Yeah.
Which I
yeah.
thought was fascinating.
Yeah, and it's just kind of funny because it's like you already had, you know, people that knew what the word elf meant. And for a lot of people, even if they weren't from Scandinavia, it gave you this idea of this otherworldly person, this otherworldly creature, you know, that this wasn't like a regular human that they were talking about.
And the magic.
And the, exactly. So I kind of wondered, like, you know, for one thing, there are, you know, a lot of people that do have a belief in elves even today, and they're not thinking of, you know, Santa Claus in connection with them. But I just wonder, like, you know, what do the elves think? You know, that's what I was thinking, like, you know, if there are in fact these elves and they have, you know, some level of awareness of what goes on in the human world, you know, how do they feel about it? How do they feel about the association? How did they, you know, feel about the movie Elf?
Okay, they're not happy.
Right? Not happy. Is that what you're getting?
No, they're not happy. I get the Nine of Wands. Okay, so here you've got this, you know, slender, tall, battle-worn person, you know, and the elves are like, hey, you know, we're warriors, and we're tall, and we've been through a lot, and, you know, they're not happy. That's what I'm getting from that.
And I, you know, I drew a few cards, and like the first thing that came up was the moon card. So they might have been like a little bit like confused or suspicious of it. You know, like, wait a minute, what's going on? Then I see the death card and the four of cups. So it's like, it's interesting, you know, they probably don't like it, and they may be, you know, at this point a bit, you know, becoming a little bit like, okay, just ignore these people. You know, they got it wrong. They don't know. You know, I'm not even going to look at them. So it is kind of what you're saying, like they're not happy, and I feel like they're, you know, flat out like saying like they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, in the Wade Smith version of the Nine of Wands, you know, he's holding this staff and he's kind of looking off to the right, and kind of the expression on his face is like, oh, please, don't even talk to me about the Saint Els, you know.
Oh, wow, that's funny. I mean, I guess it's not, you know, but it is. I think it's funny. They probably don't think it's funny.
Oh, boy. Anyway, there you go. Santa and the Elves, folks. I don't know if there was any other questions we needed to ask the tarot about Santa and the Elves. I think we pretty much covered it, but did you have anything else Mary, before we move on?
Well, no, I think that pretty much covers it. You know, the only thing I was kind of wondering about, you know, as I was reading about, like, St. Nicholas and stuff, mm-hmm. and just thinking, like, you know, did he really do the things attributed to him? You know, because even just him as a saint without Santa Claus,
the actual,
kind of like,
the actual historical figure?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Okay, drawing a card. Wait, drawing cards. I got to look at this. I got to see, you know, he was, this is fascinating. Yeah, okay, I'm getting yeses, yes, yes, yes. Eight of Cups. So in the Eight of Cups, you know, he's stacked this all up, and he's moving away onward and upward. And in the original story, he was actually a wealthy person, and he walked away from that, and instead went out. And he used his wealth to help the poor.
Mm.
Yeah. And the Empress and the Queen of Coins shows up. There's that Queen of Coins again, that nurturing energy. That's, yeah, he was the nurturer. What are you getting?
It's interesting. I'm getting the Knight of Swords. With the Lover's card, the Justice card, the Devil card opposite the Justice card. And then at the end, you know, the Two of Pentacles. So I feel like he was multitasking. But also that maybe like later on in the end, maybe at least half of what we hear about him, you know, are things he actually did. And then making that choice, you know, with the Lover's card. To kind of make things more equitable, more balanced with the,
mm-hmm.
so that idea of helping the poor, you know, is interesting. And maybe, you know, he had to choose between that and, you know, being that wealthy person that, you know, maybe had, you know, some level of, you know, control over people, and he chose instead to walk away from that, like you're saying. So it's really kind of interesting. So, yeah, I feel like at least half of everything that sprung up centuries later about him, you know, in the retelling of all his deeds and stuff, maybe like 50% of that is true. But ultimately, you know, this is somebody who did try to make the world a better place for people.
Right. I think he wanted that to be his legacy. I mean, I got the Ten of Pentacles. And then the King of Cups, he was emotionally satisfied, fulfilled, you know, by doing that.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. Oh, my God. The tarot reveals all, people. I'm telling you.
Oh, it does. We learned so much with these psychic spins. like, whoa.
I love the psychic spins. I love the psychic spins. Wow. Well, if you're listening live out there, you haven't called in yet, you know, this is the time to do it. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to chat with you. You ready to take some calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
All righty.
Should I go ahead and do the upcoming shows before we do that? Get that out of the way?
Sure, because, you know, I was just going to actually say that, you know, this is going to be fun because we're not doing this again until we come. Well, you'll be back on the 2nd with your show, but as far as you and I together,
Yeah. It's
1, 2, 3 weeks from now. It's January 9th is when we're going to be doing this again, and we got a special guest, too. So, go ahead and tell everybody what's coming up on the network, and then what they call.
So on the Psychic Talk Radio Network this week, our next show is going to be on Monday. That's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And that'll be followed by Wednesday, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Bern Hahn, and she's doing her December series wrap-up of 2020 reflections. And then it's Merry Christmas, everybody. and for me and Dax, you know, we'll see you next year. But Janice will be back on that on the 28th on the Wisdom of the Soul show, and so will Catherine on the 30th on that Wednesday, the Compassionate Light and Healing Healing and Guidance Hour. And then, I'll see you next year. I'll be back on January 2nd. Talking about crystal resolutions, and my crystal for January is emerald, and we're going to be talking about how you can use crystals to support your intentions for the new year's, plus doing open lines and crystal mini readings to kick off the new year. I can't believe it. 2020 is almost out the door. Good riddance. That's how I feel about it. Goodbye, 2020. Hello, 2021. But those are the shows coming up on the network, and you can find those really easily by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. They're all listed there with show times and links and everything.
Yeah, I actually have it all the way through January 16th. And I even mentioned Sharona's open line show on the 24th. And so a lot of it is listed there. And you just took us all the way through the end of the year. And then we have all these great shows coming in the beginning of the year. I mean, it's great stuff. That show, when we come back together, we have a special guest, certified tarot master Corby Mitlead, who joined the guild and got certified with us, and she's fabulous. She's the author of 3 books, and we're gonna have a lot of fun on that show, and we're gonna do mini readings too. She said she's down with the mini readings, and Maria G. Moss is coming back on Sharona's show on the 10th, and I know I've got a the beginning of the year, I always like to do the world year number. So we're going to do the 2021 world year number and personal year numbers on the 8th when Dr. Rose and I come back. We're off for 3 weeks as well. And you and I know we're doing New Year's readings on the 16th. So, yeah, there's a lot of great stuff coming up in January, and it's going to be a better year. Yeah, I'm just saying it now, you know. Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here since, like, probably before the show. Let's see. Area code 417. Caller, are you there?
Hello. Hi, I'm still
good.
Here.
She hasn't fallen asleep. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Linda. I'm calling from Florida. So am I okay to answer a question here?
Yes, go right ahead. We're pulling cards. Okay.
Awesome. All right. So I currently work at a place that I do sales, and I am really trying to see whether I should continue staying there or leaving for another particular job. And once you guys pull the cards, I'll kind of explain why to some degree.
Okay. Okay. So should you stay or should you go? Right.
What's that?
Should you stay or should you go?
Stay or
now?
Should
oh, yeah.
you go?
So I sing the song as I go out.
Right.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm getting the feeling. So what's coming up in the cards is definitely no, you should not stay where you are. And it's like a couple of different things. One is you're not, you don't seem emotionally fulfilled here, is what I'm getting. You know, there's also some, you know, which you can you said you were going to elaborate later anyway, and it seems like there's some, you know, maybe some hinky stuff going on in the background. So that's what
yeah.
I'm getting on that.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's a little
yeah,
bit of shadiness that's going on.
Yeah, because the
I
moon
like
card shows up. The moon card shows mm-hmm. up right next to the Seven of Swords. Both of them are about, you know, things not being crystal clear and things going on behind people's backs they're not seeing, manipulation, tactics, all that kind of stuff with the Seven of Swords. Mary, what are you getting?
You know, I'm not getting that stuff. What I'm getting is the sense of, like, are you stagnating there? I feel like, you know, you're
right.
not able to get ahead, and there's a sense of, like, just feeling more and more disconnected from
mm-hmm.
What's going on there. The Eight of Cups comes up, the Fool card, and then we have the Emperor in the end there. So it's really interesting. The Fool card is great. It's like saying, like, take that leap of faith, you know, take
mm-hmm.
that jump, take that chance. The Eight of Cups, you know, is about moving onward and upward, even though, you know, it can be an emotional thing, you know, and sometimes we can leave behind the things that have been kind of holding us back and sort of disappointing us. The Emperor card in the future position, I think, is great because it's like, is this change not just because of how you feel there and whatever else may be going on, but also the need to really feel like, okay, you know, I need something that's like more stable than this is. I need something that maybe like people do play by the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of a funny.
I don't want to feel like I'm working for the mafia here or something. You know?
Right. You know, so I think like Dax, we're kind of on the same page about, you know, going seems to be in our best interest.
Right. And you guys are just wording it just differently, but yeah. And yes, there is shady stuff that's going on, that's whether they try to cover it up or whatever. And I'm just kind of not, that's just not my MO. And I'm very by, I don't know, let's say
mm-hmm.
we're not all 100% by the book, but for the most part, yes. And I'm very more genuine to help the person. They're all about the money and whatever, their own personal gain. So, but there's this other gentleman that I've been talking to that I may work with him whenever time is the right time that he's available to have me on board. Is that the right move that you see me doing, or should I venture somewhere else completely?
No, that could be emotionally fulfilling. You know, it's all about, you know, that to me, you know, really
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it's fitting better, you know, for you. And I think that with that person, yeah, that could be a good one.
Okay, could be. Or is it something that's just going to be temporary yet, you think?
I really honestly don't. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting the Seven of Cups. Like, you know, yeah, consider that. Look into that some more, but keep your options open. Because there might
mm-hmm.
be, you know,
there's a
other
lot of
opportunities
other possibilities
as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is I just don't want to go from one problem issue to another.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, it's looking much better.
Yeah.
That's a much better option. But thanks for calling in, Linda. Happy holidays.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. All right. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for clearing it up for me.
Merry Christmas. Absolutely.
All right, you guys take care.
You too.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Waiting almost as long as 417, Linda, is 412. Let's go to 412. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Heather, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Awesome. That's our home state, both of us.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's your name, hon?
Calling to see if I... It's Heather.
Heather,
okay. Hi, Heather.
Yeah. Hello. I was calling in to see if I could get a mini reading on my love life. I had a really, actually had a pretty good 2020 from like a career perspective. You know, despite like it was just being overall bad year for the world. My job and everything has been going really good, but not too much with my love life. So I wanted to see like if that's going to take a turn at some point.
Like, is there somebody coming in?
So you're not seeing anybody?
No. I had something end kind of like right at the beginning of this year. And really, it's kind of not much happening the whole year.
Ah. It's your turn to go first, Mary. What are you getting?
Okay. Well, I'm doing a... the first thing that came up, I'm doing kind of a combination tarot and oracle reading on this because I have a deck that's all about the love. And the first thing that came up was this message of waiting for love. It's like, is she waiting? That's what we're doing right now. But look, you know, things start moving. Things start moving in the love life direction here. We go from the energy of the Hermit card, right, where we're kind of just contemplating our fingernails, you know, to like not a lot going on, to like all of a sudden we've got this rush of energy with the Eight of Wands and the Magician card in the end there. Part of what's being recommended here, you know, is to, you know, have faith that it is on the way and to nurture it. You know, when you start in this new relationship coming up, the person may be similar. The only court card that I have that shows up here is the Knight of Pentacles. So that could be somebody who is, I mean, literally it could be somebody who astrologically is an earth sign, you know, so that would be like your Taurus or your Virgo or your Capricorn, right?
Okay.
Energy, you know, it doesn't have to be. But the Knight of Pentacles, it's like to me, when I think of the court cards as people, it's like the Knight of Pentacles, I can count on him. You know, he's consistent. You know, he may not be somebody who, you know, is spontaneous and jumps into things, but I feel like it's somebody that, you know, is dependable in a lot of ways and also can have like the generosity and the nurturing qualities too, you know, so instability. So, you know, that's maybe talking about, you know, some ideas about what this person is like, what their character is like. It could be like the Knight of Pentacles. You know, and then the converse of that is it's like, come on, let's get moving, move it. You know, they can kind of take too much time, you know.
Yeah.
But this looks good to me for, you know, your love life changing. And with that one card, the Magician in the end, then, you know, maybe we are talking about, you know, in the new year. I don't think it's going to happen between now and the end of the year, even though that's a real short period of time anyways. That would be wild. I think it's the same, like, you know, the Magician card is saying, like, you've got everything you need for this to happen, and you can make it happen. It's that idea of manifesting. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Definitely going to be a period of delay where you're looking and getting things together. I'm getting all these wands cards, which is passion. So, you know, you take this time as your opportunity to really get crystal clear on the type of relationship you want, you know, the type of person you want to draw in, kind of thing. You know, spend the time getting, you know, really crystal clear on this. I mean, I get the feeling you feel kind of restricted right now. And then there's going to be this period of, you know, searching, a little bit of a balancing act going on with the Two of Pentacles. I'm getting a lot of twos here too, which is relationships. So that's really good. But, you know, it's, you know, setting imminent change is part of that card. And then, you know, once you get through this waiting period, then the Four of Wands shows up, you know, celebration. And then at the end, you're on back on the top of your game, the Seven of Wands. Okay. And so that's, also the timing card. So I'm looking at 7 weeks, as soon as 7 weeks. Yeah. And I'm not getting any core cards, you know, no individuals are showing up. That's because right now you're in that period of delay, but take advantage of this time, this next 7 weeks, to really get crystal clear on what you want to draw in there. I hope that helped you out.
Like, how do you want to feel? You know, what kind of partner are you looking for? How do you envision that relationship playing out? Because the other thing is, when we
are you going skiing? Are you going to the movies? Are you going to dinner?
Yeah.
You know, what does it look like? What does it feel like?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Get crystal clear on it.
Sounds
then
good.
You're telling the universe what to bring in for the new year.
Okay.
And then call us back and let us know all about him, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Will do.
We'll chat with you next year, Heather.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay. Happy holidays.
First thing. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Let's see who's been waiting the longest after Heather. It looks like 786. Area code 786. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I had two really strange things happening this week. One, I had started a new job that offered remote working, and then I got let go of 4 days after I found out that I needed to work on the weekends and after work hours, and I have a child that studies from home. So they had no qualms about it, and so I'm out of that. And then the second one is that I had met online someone, and then he ended up being a catfish.
My goodness.
Yeah. So two.
It's like the same theme, though, of like things not being what they seem. What? Oh,
yes.
And before we, what was your name again, and where were you calling from?
Oh, Luz from Miami.
Luz from Miami.
Yes.
Dax, is it your turn? My turn? I can't remember. I think it was my turn.
I'm not getting some of this. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the volume. I have my volume up as far as I could go here. You know.
Right.
And hold on, and I think I was initially confused because my mind was on, wait a minute, we haven't even got the name yet. Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
What's your name? You know, and you went into the thing, and I'm like, whoa, hold on. And, you know,
right.
I heard about, you know, the job thing, and then you met
the
guy, but then I did not catch what happened there. Mary, you said something about it similar to the job thing, but I didn't hear.
Right.
Well,
let me catch you up real
was...
quick. This is Luz from Miami, and two weird things happened to her today. She got a job, and then after she got it, she found out that she had to, you know, work weekends, all this stuff, which she can't do, and then she was like,
right.
Let go. So she
that
had
I
the
got.
Job that disappeared. She guy online, he seemed good, but then he turned out to be a catfish.
He turned out to be a what?
A catfish? Have you ever seen that show, Catfish?
Oh,
where
that's what
somebody...
That's what I wasn't getting. That's what I wasn't getting.
Oh.
She said catfish, and I didn't catch the word. And no, I'm not familiar with that. That makes no sense to me. I don't know what a catfish is, besides the actual catfish.
Good.
So you're going to have to explain that to me, Mary.
Awesome.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so, well, basically, and what I said the similarity is like both things turned out to be other than what they seem to be. So, like, with a catfish, like, you meet somebody online, you're having, like, what you think is a great conversation, you're getting to know them and everything, and then they turn out to, like, either not be who they are, or they were just kind of pranking you with the whole thing. Or they, and the,
yes.
You know.
So
right.
Want their money.
Was that,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who wanted their money at the end?
Wanted money at the end. That's the worst kind of catfish. That's, like,
exactly.
A giant catfish.
To help them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's another term for that, you know.
Scammer.
A lot of
okay.
We can't
so,
say
so
on air. I guess
have,
we could.
For work, yeah, so for work, I got a bait and switch, right? They told me everything
right.
I wanted
right.
to do here to negotiate to get me in, and then they switched it around, hoping that I would just say yes to everything. And then the other person, it was just like, you know, like coming to Florida, blah, 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 working to get here, and then when he couldn't finalize everything, then asking for financial help.
Mm.
Of course, yeah. And that's actually a common scam, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we have all that, though, Luz, how do we boil that down to a question? What's your question for us?
So how do I get out of this? Because the horrible part of it is that 2 weeks ago, I had 2 job offers. And I chose the one that this happened to me too. So the other one I reached out to, and thankfully they haven't hired that person. So I am meeting again with the director on Monday. But I don't want them to then, you know, like bargain again for the salary. You know, I want him to stick to what he had last offered me. And then I don't know if he's going to be comparing me to somebody that may be better. So there's nothing set in stone. And then regarding the guy, I mean, like, should I continue online? Should I just leave it be, you know, and just continue? Just, I don't know. I mean, do you see anything regarding work and regarding relationships? Because I'm also pending.
Yeah, I mean, there is an opportunity coming in for sure because I got the Ace of Swords. There's still, you know, a period of looking. I don't think that the job you're talking about is going to be it. I mean, I've got too many cards, like the two of wands, three of wands, you know, casting out the net, waiting for the ship to come in. You know, it's going to take a little bit longer. And, you know, the feeling I'm getting is, well, there's a couple of things coming up here, like, you know, don't be attached to one outcome, that it has to be a certain way with the career-wise kind of thing. As far as the other, you know, I mean, this is just the feeling I'm getting, that, you know, what's in the best interest here is to focus on one thing. Get that taken care of before you shift your focus to, and of course, career being foundational, you know, you would focus on the career, get that settled, and then after the new year, then, you know, start looking at, there's nothing wrong with looking online and meeting new people that way. I mean, God, a lot of people have to do it that way because there's not the physical opportunities to go to places and meet people the way, and that was never a good idea anyway, you know, meeting people that way, you know. But even going out with, you know, friends or, you know, being introduced by friends or anything along those lines, you know, a lot of us, online's what we got right now, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you just have to be really careful. Really, 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 really careful.
Yeah.
You know.
But it was within a matter of 2 weeks, so it wasn't long. And the job was only within a matter of 4 days.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened fast.
So it's like
one day after the other.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well,
so that's what I'm getting. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, I do think that, you know, when it comes to, you know, I kind of just focused on the love life part because I felt like you covered really extensively the career thing and gave her some good advice on that. And looking at the love life, I thought it was interesting because it's like there's such an emphasis here on nurturing relationships, you know, creating one, befriending, bonding. As a first stage. And, you know, the catfish guy, for whatever reason, it just seemed like you know, that it, like it escalated quickly in a sense. And so it's saying like this time, you know, really like work on this, because there will be a next time. There will be somebody else, you know, coming in. You want to focus on, you know, creating the foundation to have a good relationship. That foundation can be friendship at the start, you know, and then bonding more with the person and really allowing it to develop and not, you know, putting too much pressure on yourself or, you know, on the relationship to really be like everything you know, you want at once. I feel like it's saying like, take your time, get to know somebody, really find people, you know, you're going to find somebody that you have a reason to bond with for whatever that reason is. I'm not quite sure. It could be mutual interest. It could be really just a sense of humor. It seems to be the biggest thing. So you've got a really great sense of humor, and it's like finding someone you can laugh with is what this is saying. So I think, you know, stay open. I think whether we be online or not, it's like Dax is saying, online's kind of like what we've got at the moment. And it can, you know, you can definitely find, you know, someone that way. People do it all the time. But, you know, now you know that you can also find the other, you know, you can also find the catfish. So it's like, you know, that idea of like throw that one back into the water and find a better fish, you know, not a catfish, but maybe a good old trout or something. I don't know.
Normal.
There's lots of fish in the sea.
So. So, one last question regarding the interview that I have on Monday. What came out when you threw the card? Is it a possibility that I will start there, even though you don't see permanence?
Well, like I said, I mean, what I got was that this is not going to be the one that you're still going to be looking. There's going to be an opportunity coming up. But it's in the future. Yeah, the Ace of Swords is it was in the future position. And so, yeah, I mean, it could happen and just end up being temporary. But, you know, that's not the feeling I was getting. I was getting that you're still going to be searching.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Have a great
weekend. Thanks for the call. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, you know, but that's what's showing up. I mean, you know, if I only had one card, but I had, like, multiple cards talking about, you know, continuing to be searching out there, you know.
Yeah, and while you were doing the reading, you know, I just got this feeling like, it's like there's a reason, like maybe there's a reason that she kind of, you know, turned it down in the first place, you know, like kind of went with the other option instead. Like maybe there's just something about that on some level, sometimes I think that we get pulled in different, you know, pulled away from opportunities because somehow, even if we don't consciously realize it, it's just not the greatest fit for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Started off with talking about how I was getting cards talking about not being attached to it, coming out a certain way, and that could also be, you know, she was talking about, you know, the income. And I just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 520. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Are you there, Mary?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the switchboard kind of is freezing up here. Let's try again here. Hello, caller, are you there? 520? Hello? I don't know. It might be Blog Talk. It might be the switchboard. Okay, I'm gonna put them back on hold here and go to the next caller. This is Wayne Longest. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi,
where
doctor.
Are you calling from?
Hi, Dr. Drag. Hi, Mary Brown. It's Melissa AD.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi, sir. I know I talked to you Monday. Monday or Sunday? I know it was a week ago. I have a. Can you help me out with a situation to get some clarity? I'm pretty much trying to. It's a new interest, but something occurred. There was a little small situation that he didn't do it, but I got a little bit upset. So I instead of me talking about it, I don't want to talk about it. I'm overwhelmed, too much work. I just ignore. I kind of ignore him for three hours. But this is the thing. What was the intention? I know it was raining very hard last night, and it was very foggy. That he waited till I got the vehicle. He did follow me. He followed me like 80% out. And it was right behind me, and I went to the speed limit. I changed lane. He was right there. I just want to know what was that about? Was it because I ignore him? Not to be rude, I just. It's like calm the waters. I'm just trying to, for him to reflect. I know he's a smart guy. I know he's a smart man. But my brain just I didn't want to deal with it. And I'm just letting it flow like water, nice and smooth. So that's what my attention. I'm not sure what was the attention. He was trying to get my attention by driving. I don't get nothing negative. I get too many things in my mind, but I'm just not clear on that. Yeah.
So, okay. I am a little lost, but because it was a lot. No, it was a lot of information.
Yeah.
But,
you're lost. Okay.
So
okay. What was this is a question?
So,
sorry, guys. I'm gonna quickly. What was he doing?
Yeah, well, you keep talking about the guy, but we don't even know who the guy is or what he has to do with you. And, you know, you just went into this whole story without, like, giving us anything. You know, we have no clue what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Okay, it was like being lost in the desert. You're right. So there's a new interest. I like him, and I talk to him all the time nicely. And but yesterday, last night, he waited for me to leave. He followed me, and it was raining. It was foggy. He drove behind me, and then I turned lanes. And I mean, after a while, you know, because I have to go a different route, I didn't see him no more. But I did ignore him for the past 3 hours, and I know he didn't like that because I can see it. He keeps staring at me. But I just want to know what was the intention of him following me.
Right. Okay, so this is somebody, it's like a kind of a new love interest in your life. You're getting to know each
yes.
other, everything's cool, but then he does this weird thing and, like, follows you in your car, and you're like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
Even,
what was
yeah.
even, even, you know, we're you're putting intention on this person. In other words, you know, we have
yeah.
to ask, you know, even was he doing that? Maybe he wasn't following you at all. You're just assuming because he's going the same direction that he's following you. You know, I mean, that's, you know, mind reading.
He was.
You know?
Right. I know. He was because I turned, he got behind me. I moved, he was behind me. And so, yeah.
So.
He don't go that way. Yeah. But anyway, I just want to know if he, what do you pick up from last night's situation? Like, if he reflected on what he did wrong, or what was his intention? Like, did he feel bad because I ignore him? What do you pick up on all of that? Give you some three different scenarios. But I'm not sure how to go about asking this, but just
I'm elliptical in circles.
Okay. Well,
that's a drag.
Yeah, you know, well, just looking at that aspect of it, you know, it's kind of interesting, the cards I'm getting, because I'm getting like two aces. The Ace of Cups is a central card, you know, so it is about like the beginning of a relationship, you know, a fresh start, new love, opportunity for love, that kind of interest. So I think, you know, he's definitely got this interest in you, right? And this is kind of, you know, all these, I get all these ones, the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Cups, and the Magician card. They're all one card saying, like, this is still new, so maybe we don't really know each other well enough quite yet to know, like, you know, behavioral patterns, that kind of stuff. The Tower card comes up underneath those two aces. So I think by you ignoring him, now the Queen of Cups comes up. I feel like that's representing you, whether you're a water sign or not. I think it's just like
I am water sign.
Kind of. Okay, good. Well, then it's really representing you. Awesome. And so, I feel like he thinks like he may have blown it in some way by you ignoring him. So that idea of like, does he? You know, I think you said, or maybe I heard it and you didn't say it, but this idea of like, does he regret that behavior? Kind of, right? And so I don't really see necessarily regret. I think, you know, him thinking like, okay, you know, I messed up here somehow. You know, he may not, you know, have the whole concept, but with the Magician card at the end there, you know, it's interesting because you may see something from him of him trying to like kind of get back to the start, get things back on track. So I would just kind of, you know, see what happens here. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Hi, Dax. Hey, Doctor.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, he's just moving faster. And he is contemplating all this because the Hermit card shows up, but he's the Knight of Wands. You know, it's passion. He's got the passion. He's got the ability to love unconditionally. But the Knight of Wands sometimes has an unpredictable nature. You know, he takes hasty actions, but he's usually proven right in the end. And you got the Eight of Wands there, which is things happening quickly. You know, maybe he wants things to happen more quickly than you do. And he's rushing off to galloping towards the left. And the card to the left of him is the Ten of Cups, which is hearth and home. You know, he's got it in his mind. He's already headed towards, you know, the happy family life kind of thing in his head. So that's what's going on here. But it's nothing nefarious, nothing bad. It's just, you know, he's in a different time frame, speed, or something than you are. That's all.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, can you please tell me quickly, what does this mean that he keeps telling me, I'm a woman, I like a woman. I do like a woman, but I'm not sure, like, I hear that so much. I hear that so much from him that I freeze.
I'm not sure what you're asking there. I'm not getting that. Are you getting that, Mary? I'm not understanding.
I didn't hear what it is, what the phrase is he keeps saying to you.
He keeps telling me that I'm a woman. I should be more of a woman.
Ah.
And he's looking at me. I'm like, I'm not sure. I just freeze. I just smile. Okay, got it. Thank you.
He's telling you should be more like a woman? Like, what does that
mean? I am a woman. I'm not sure
what
that means.
Yeah, right? Like, what does that even mean? Like, that's weird. Oh, so that's what you're asking, basically. Like, what is up with that? Like, really? He keeps saying that to you?
Yeah, like look at you. You're a woman.
It kind of fits, Mary, though, with one of the, you know, the cards that I'm getting. He's the Knight of Wands. He's romantic, and he feels that women are supposed to be romantic. And you're not reciprocating the way he is,
right?
You know, and so be more of a woman. Usually these situations are 180 degrees backwards. The woman is romantic and all ready for the guy. The guy is standoffish, and you know has to come around to things. in this case, you guys are flip-flopped, okay? He's the romantic dreamer. He already has it all figured out, and he wants you to be more of, quote-unquote, a woman. In other words, being romantic like he is.
Receptive.
It's all there in the cards. Yeah, you know, and so that's all that means, you know. And of course, you're going to freeze up, because if you are not feeling that way and he's saying things like that, you know, you might get confused, and you might also, you're definitely going to freeze up, you know. So, yeah. And of course, you know, when any of this stuff comes up, it's all about, you know, relationships are all about communication. So when any of this stuff comes up and he does anything, you know, whether it's following you in the car, whether it's saying be more like a woman, you know, ask him, you know, why are you not asking him? Okay, what do you mean by that, be more like a woman? Or ask him, you know, were you following me last night? What's up with that? You know, just ask. You know, don't make things up in your head. Don't analyze. Don't come up with scenarios. Instead, just ask, you know, to get it from the horse's mouth. Find out what's really going on.
Okay, I will ask. He seems to have a lot of – he has a big answer for a short question, and it drives me crazy. But
you got to communicate, and that's the way some people communicate. You're actually kind of lucky, because in most situations like this, the male tends to be not as communicative, doesn't want to go into long explanations. You know, you're actually got somebody that really wants to actually explain it to you. You know, I mean, what more do you want, lady? You know, it's like, you know, you got the romantic dreamer that actually talks and tells you what's going on. Come on, you know, and you know, if that's not what you're looking for, then fine, you got to tell him and you got to move on. You got to, you know, you can't have it both ways. You got to either go with it or don't go with it. That's my
theory. Also him saying, like, you know, why can't you be more like a woman? But, you know, it's like, look, you know, women are like at least half of the planet, right? So being like a woman could be like being like anything, you know. He needs to get to know you and who you are and what you're like. You know, all those ones, all those aces that I got, it's like saying, like, look, we really need to know each other better. You know, and then we're not going to have these confusions, because then we'll have an understanding of kind of what we're like, what you're like as a person, and what he's like as a person, so that, you know, then we have that understanding, and that's how we build relationships, is by building understanding and getting to know each other.
Communication, spending time together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. That's what we got for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope that helps you out.
It did a lot. I will have to be patient and listen. I will take your advice.
Awesome.
It's so great, guys. Amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Counseling, black coach, Tara, thank you. Thank you.
All righty.
Awesome.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Wow, that was some interesting calls.
we had some wild calls today. It's like, it was cool though. It's like we got it all sorted out, you know.
Yes,
I love it.
And for everybody, you know, we will talk to you next year.
Yes, literally. I love saying that. Remember, you know, back in the old days when we were in school, and when you left for the holidays, you'd say, see you next year. And everybody got such a kick
out
of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of. You know, I'll see you next year, you know, and I mean, I'm going to be off the air. The next time I'm on the air is the 8th. I know you have your show on the 2nd. So you're off for 2 weeks. I'm off for like 3 weeks. And I'll be back on with Dr. Rose on the 8th. She's off for 3 weeks too. And because she took yesterday off, and we had, you know, the wonderful Charlotte Kornberg. We had a great show. go listen to it in archive. Yeah, if you missed it, you got to go listen to archive. We had so much fun. Oh, my God. And then we'll be back on the 9th, you and I.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. Can't wait. So thanks to all of our callers and everybody that made it a great year on the radio, even if the rest of things weren't that great. But on the radio, it was great. We had a great year. And we'll see you all next year. And thanks to you, Mary.
Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Bye,
Jack.
Everyone.
Thanks to you. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good night, John Boyd.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Thank you.